It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What did we miss yesterday on the show from the Lions win against the Cowboys that didn't get enough attention?
I mean, so much. Whether it was the impact of Jameson Williams, it was the impact of David Montgomery. I love watching him run. He refuses to be tackled. He is a guy that, and you could talk about Penei Sewell, the offensive line, and their tough, gritty attitude. And you could talk about the weapons that they have. And we will, because all that was lost. David Montgomery is a tone setter. When he has one of those runs, and he has in almost every single game, if not every game, that he just, he's hit 2 yards in the backfield, spins out or runs somebody over. And then extends it, and he's, you know, 6 or 7 yards downfield. And then all of a sudden, there's three guys on his back, and he carries them for another 3 yards. That is a moment that you can look at in every single game and say, that set the tone, and that was something that energized the offense. And then they go to Laporta. Then they go to Jamo. Then they go to Gibbs. They do all of these different things. But to me, David Montgomery is a guy. And I was excited to see that he signed an extension. He's not getting beat up. He is a physical, violent runner, but he had 12 runs in that game. But I look at that and say, how could a guy that has 12 touches be as impactful as he is? Every time he touches the ball, he runs with a badass attitude.
You know what he is? He's cute proof. He stops the offense from ever getting too cute. Because early in the game, you want to establish who you are, and he is featured in the first quarter of a lot of these games. Mm-hmm. It avoids them from getting too into the... Everything else will open up once you've established your dominance up front. Once you've... Because the other team's going to spend all week going, we can hit these guys in the mouth, we're not going to get pushed around. And the Lions have said, yes, you will get pushed around.
Yeah.
We're going to put you in your place right away. And now that you're on your heels, 52 yards to Sam Laporta on a, you know,
right,
double reverse. But it all starts with David Montgomery, and the way he runs is,
it's beautiful.
Chef's kiss. It's yeah. I love watching David Montgomery. You know who I also love watching that needs to get some love is Brian Branch.
Oh yeah, game changer.
Two interceptions, could be an All-Pro this season. Gonna need to be even better now that Hutch is hurt, because takeaways are the name of the game. If you're not going to have a defense that could be on the field and consistently win up front, you're going to need some takeaways. And he has a knack for the football. The interception he had, the first one in the red zone, Tom Brady, who I hadn't had a chance to really watch him on games until Sunday, did a great job breaking that down, because Branch covered two zones on that play. He covered the flat, and because he got wide enough, he could also cover deeper down the field, and he baited Dak Prescott into a red zone pick. He was one step ahead. His instincts are unquestioned. The word ball hawk gets thrown around a lot. Yep. He actually is a ball hawk out there.
He's a hunter.
Yeah.
He hunts for big hits. He hunts the ball. He's a guy that is just, he's on the prowl and hunts everything in the secondary. And he is a lot of fun to watch.
Prowl is a great word for what he does back there. And I also thought Terrion Arnold had a nice game coming off the bye as a rookie. You know, I know.
Big fourth down stop. Yeah,
fourth and two. Yep.
He did not take away any of the aggressiveness. And didn't get flagged in this game, which is step in the right direction.
Yep.
I and that's the thing that you want to make sure that they don't do is you've had, what, 8 penalties in the first 4 games. And then you're, hey, is he too aggressive? You want to keep, there's a fine line. You want to stay aggressive, but you also have to know, hey, when the ball is arriving, how are you going to hit? What's the technique? What is the ideas that are you're thinking about so that you don't get that penalty, but you don't remove that aggressive style of play?
Jameson Williams should get some love too, because you talk about putting defenses in conflict. John, they tried to press him on his touchdown. Once he got through the initial man at the line of scrimmage, he's off to the races.
He's so explosive.
It's like 1 to 2 seconds. If you look at the All-22, he's just gone. He's a comet. I think Brian Baldinger, who we'll have on Fridays, called him a comet in like one of his film breakdowns. Defenses can't stay with this guy.
It's when you can stress a defense vertically, all right, it pushes everybody back a couple of yards. And a couple of yards in the NFL, that's a big deal. Because now all of a sudden, you have Sam Laporta, you have Brock Wright, you have Jahmyr Gibbs, you have Amon-Ra St. Brown, Tim Patrick. And I think that Tim Patrick, it took, you know, a couple of weeks, as you would expect. But is he now viewed as an upgrade over Josh Reynolds from last year?
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, so to be able to see him, and now he doesn't have the speed that he once did, and it's a matter of can he stay healthy for an entire season, but he's not going to be asked to do a lot, just 2-3 catches a game, be a guy that converts first downs, be a guy that's a threat in the red zone. That's exactly what they asked Josh Reynolds to do. Now, all of a sudden, Tim Patrick is the guy that's stepping in and filling that role and doing it extremely well.
Yeah, he's a better receiver, and he's healthy, so it's an upgrade. And I think what's got lost in the shuffle is the biggest thing that people were worried about entering the season. It was the receiver room. I have zero worries about this receiver room right now. J-Mo is accelerating into a 1B almost, and Tim Patrick's an upgrade.
Yeah, well, the other thing that was the big conversation, and I don't want to take over the wide receiver discussion, we didn't know how good the secondary was going to be. A lot of new parts. Carlton Davis has performed extremely well. I like Amik Robertson. I think he's played well. Terrion Arnold, minus the penalties, what we saw on Sunday is everything that I expected, and there's more that he has that he can provide. But then you've got Kirby Joseph with 4 picks in 5 games. You've got Brian Branch as the hunter, the prowler in the secondary. This secondary is really good.
But let's see how they hold up. And I agree, they're better, okay? I'm not holding back. You know how I feel about Brian Branch. I thought he was going to be a Pro Bowler this year. Mm-hmm. Let's see how they look when Hutch is not being game planned for.
Sure. This Sunday is going to be...
You're going to have obviously more guys massive. In routes. You're going to have more guys in routes early because they don't have to chip.
It'll be telling.
You have somewhat of a statue back there. You know, Darnold can move a little, but compared to who's coming up on the schedule, you know, if you can't get some sort of pass rush on him, they got to get out there quick and get someone.
Look, Sunday's going to be telling. You get a chance to go on the road, play an undefeated team, no Hutchinson. How do you look?
Justin Jefferson, Jordan Addison, they've got some weapons down the field. They will be tested.
We'll talk to Dan Campbell at 8:02, get some of his thoughts on the state of this football team following that win and following that Hutchinson injury. We've got the 2 Grand Slam. We've got Heather's News. 7:35. I heard the afternoon show yesterday. A lot of doom and gloom. Season's over. Headline is the Lions' Super Bowl dreams are dead. I disagree. John, you disagree. Mm-hmm. Are we in denial or are they too grim? We'll get to that at 7:35. It's 97.1.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.